to somebody else as to what, because at that point of time we were not in the picture, we didn't even know.
Yeah.
And they asked an opinion of somebody who was president or something, professional body.
Yeah.
And he said, plastering black.
Mm.
The whole building was plastered black.
Yeah.
Which of course we did not like.
Mm-hmm.
We wrote to them and we said, you don't even appreciate good work. You have ruined this elevation, which had taken lot of effort on the part of everybody.
Yeah.
So the contractor was very agitated.
Mm.
Yeah.
Connector.
Connector. And we said, don't come to us, son. We do not have anything to do with you anymore. Mm.
Yeah.
After some years,
mm-hmm.
another chairman came.
Yeah.
And he had a civil engineering background.
Yeah.
He sent me a message, one of the senior officers of the institution called me and he said, chairman wants to meet you. I said, I don't want to meet you.
Yeah.
No, he said, please. I said, I've already written that. Don't ask anything, expect anything from us. Officially, I have. They were very tenacious. He said, no. He's insisting and please for my sake and blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and met him. He said, this is one of the best, probably the best head office building that I have seen and I have worked in. Putting this black thing outside, said, I haven't done it. Your people ask somebody the advice and they give it.
Yes.
So, you have to win it. What do you ask me? No, he said, but it's your building. So now I don't think it's my building anymore.
Mm.
Anyway, one thing led to the other and he said, let us forget that we have heard. But I am appealing to you because somebody who appreciates this building. I said, what can I do? You can't scrape it.
Mm.
It's over. But at least suggest something.
Mm.
The best thing you can do is paint it white. At least let it not be black.
Yeah.
These things happen in profession.
Yeah.
And sometimes that makes us work wary of sharing things.
Mm.
Yeah, of course. So, I think a few things that we have to know is that whatever format this material is put out, we will show it to you. It's not that, you know, we are writing newspaper articles, ye journalist wala kaam nahi hai, that kuch bhi bol diya and kuch bhi print ho gaya, kya kaha aur kya print ho, that you have no control on.
That I would certainly like to.
Yeah, so that is not the issue. And that's why I asked you that in the end, these kind of works only happen if you feel comfortable with it. Because if you don't feel comfortable, you will not share things in quite the same way, and then the person who's writing it cannot write it. And that's why ye hum Shorter time, this is not a small time period project. You know, spend a few years before any actual substantial work will be written. So we also hope ki those 3-4 years of interaction ensure that the student has a better full-fledged understanding. It is not ki reactionary paper likha, we don't want to do something like that. But I think today what I want to do is to be able to talk to you and make sure that if you have any questions or any concerns or any clarification. Sometimes you can't ask the student because the student is in the middle of writing, they can't have the overview. So that conversation we can have so that you know which way we are going.
We already discussed a little bit. I already told sir that I'm interested in how the profession is developing, not just the big projects, but even everyday housing projects, how that impacted the changing nature of practice. And so I think sir has
daughter,
some idea.
She's also an architect. They're all pressing me. They say, why don't you put it on paper? You have so much to say and write about. And 50 years of professional practice is quite some. I'm too lazy in the sense that I am not interested. They're still pressing.
I think the most important thing that I would like to say, and again I'm happy to spend as much time as possible around this, is that there, when we work with somebody else's project, this is like I write about other people's work. So one form of writing is commentary, where we look at their work and we analyze it and say, ye building successful hai, ye nahi hai, isme ye acha hai, isme ye bura hai, so on and so forth. Yeah. So that's one aspect. The other is when we use the story to understand the context. Jisme we are not saying ki building buri hai ya achhi hai ya kya better. We are just trying to understand ki how this becomes an example of other things that might be happening at the same time. So jaise maan lijiye main Delhi pe kar raha hu, if I'm doing some research in Delhi, and suddenly we start seeing कि mid-60s में सडनली द इंक्रीज इन कॉन्क्रीट कंस्ट्रक्शन क्वालिटी हैज चेंज्ड. तो वी ट्राई टू फिगर आउट कि व्हाई डिड दैट हैपन. देन वी रियलाइज दैट द लेबर फ्रॉम चंडीगढ़ इज नाउ अवेलेबल इन दिल्ली, इट्स बिकम चीपर, द कॉन्ट्रैक्टर्स आर अवेलेबल, यू नो. सो द इंडस्ट्री चेंज दैट इज वेरी डिफरेंट देन समबडी हु पिक्स अप कुलदीप सिंह एंड डीएमसी एंड सेइंग कि अच्छी बिल्डिंग है या बुरी बिल्डिंग है या ना. सो दैट द अप्रोच इज स्लाइटली डिफरेंट एंड आई want ki you understand and feel comfortable with that fact that this is not about a commentary. We are going to write about the firm, but the intention is not
It's actually through the firm how to understand the whole industry.
This is a story of Pune through the through your firm's experience, you know. It is not just a commentary on your firm. So ye distinction I think important है, because इससे अगर कोई आपके firm में या आपके आपके जो children हैं उनको कोई anxiety हो कि how we are representing it, तो that I can clarify that the intention is not, it will help even your firm to understand certain things about its own past, but it is not about that. So first I think that anxiety needs to be clarified. So if you have any questions regarding that,
well, I think even in the paper I shared, that is how it was. Like we were looking at Architects United, Badwiser's firm. I even spoke to UM Optis children. So it's never been one firm only, and I think sir knows that. So it's trying to paint the picture. I'm also going to interview him, but he
did
started.
Did he share his father's work
in
the record? No.
No, they haven't kept it. He says he doesn't have it. But he shared some old pictures. and a couple of perspective drawings which they had kept. But your family.
His father was.
G.M. Apte. Sorry, U.M. Apte. Yes, he was very interesting.
When I started my practice, he was already an established artist.
Right. He said.
They had come from Lahore.
After partition.
Yeah.
Punjab. That's why he. Indian Punjab. They had settled in Punjab. After partition, they moved, including Nene, who was his brother in law, structurally. He did some work for us also. But when I started my practice here, actually, he was very well established architect. He had done some major projects, made a name for himself. Good works, some of them are still standing. He's very much senior to me. So, U.M. Apte's or Khandekar's.
Right, did generation.
Did you meet Lala also?
Met his collaborating architect, Ashatekar. Ashatekar? Ashatekar.
No, but you did not meet.
No, he was out of town, so he told me to speak to Ashatekar. He showed me, in their office, he showed me some work by his, by Lala. Lala's father.
Lala's father.
And the old pictures and all he showed me. But I couldn't speak to him.
Because he was another architect who had...
That generation of...
same generation.
Yeah, U.M. Apte. So actually, as far as I've come to know, that generation was there. But there is a big change if we look at your generation and the way you used to practice. And for example, Architects United. It's quite different from how they used to practice. So that kind of evolution is what interests us and how society has a larger context.
It's in a way, I brought in, and I brought an identity to the profession in this case. I don't know whether I shared that. I told you about this house of...
Agashi house? Sambhaji.
Not Sambhaji.
Timber.
Did I tell you about the house?
Mohan, was he not Mr. Sampachi? Mohanlal? No, maybe he was.
No, Mohanlal Bhatti or anything else.
Manilal Sampachi.
Manilal Sampachi. Have you seen that house?
Not yet. Go.
I would like to see that house. If you take photographs, I would like to have some of this.
Yes.
I never photographed that house. I have been too casual about these things. Never photographed any of my work. But actually what happened was, and it's interesting, you will also, he wanted to build a house. He had a very big timber business and he had a monopoly on teak wood, Dandeli, Karnataka. One of his customers, he was an interior furniture maker who had done a lot of work for me. And we had become good friends. Senior of my age. And when he wanted to build a house, he had a narrow and long plot. But this man had come from Rajasthan and with nothing. Lived in two rooms. After his first wife died, second wife. Children from the first family, they were grown up, already married. From the second wife, the children were young. And at that point of time in his life, he wanted to build a house for himself.
Yeah.
So it was a matter of making a statement of life.
Mm. Achievement.
And he asked G.M. Apte, who was a reputed contractor. And he said, let me have 6 flats, 2 for my younger children and myself, and 4 from my grown-up sons with their families, 6 flats. So Mr. Apte designed a building with 6 flats. And they were about to start construction, approval and all. But this Vallabhdas was a common friend. He told Manilal, why don't you talk to Badli? He's a young architect. And he might be able to give you something better.
Yep.
So this Mohandas was the furniture maker.
Vallabhdas was a furniture.
Sorry, Vallabhdas.
He did our interiors.
Right. So he...
One shop, 2 shops, you know.
He suggested.
But... So then I heard him, looked at the plot and all that. Somehow I had an uneasy feeling that this man at his age, he was in his 60s, I think, at that time, he should have a house. So I designed 1.5 floor as a house, and upper 2 floors as 4 floors. In that house had high ceiling. Then he was in timber business, so I had a lot of timber to use. So I designed 4 bedrooms at upper level, under which there was a car park in front. And these Marwari ladies, they are in Gosha, they don't come. So the rear part was created for these ladies to have their own. I prepared those drawings and I thought this might give him a good house plus 4 flats for his sons. He showed it to Mr. Apte. He was a very conservative man, old style. He said he didn't even understand exactly from the drawings.
Mr. Apte said, or?
Mr. Apte.
Yeah.
He was
an advisor also, because he was a very respected, highly respected construction man in the city. He said, no, this is something that cannot be approved. And somehow he said, don't do this. He was in dilemma. On one hand, a very highly respected construction man saying, don't do this. And Vallabhdas saying, this is the best thing he's done for you, so why don't you? Somehow Vallabhdas persuaded him and we constructed according to my advice. It was approved and all that. And he was very happy. He had a lovely living room, kitchen, dining, lady space, front space, gadla, everything, with a bridge that connected 4 bedrooms. At that level. I also loved that house. It's really nice. And 4 apartments upstairs. But the important thing is, after it was constructed, Mr. Apte, who was against doing any such thing, when he saw the whole building, he came to me. We had not known each other very casually. And he said, Mr. Badway, I was wrong. What you have given him is really fantastic. Really complimented. And actually his compliments to me at that point of time, even today, they are very special. But he had the goodness to come to me and say that he was wrong.
Yeah.
After that, there was a public Tilak Smarak Mandir project. The trustees wanted Mr. Apte to construct it.
Because of his reputation.
And he said, this is an architect's work and I know a young architect. That's how that project came loose. Point is, I have an impression that my way of doing things brought some basic change in this city, basic approach in this city, looking at architecture, looking at profession, realizing as to what to expect from architects, that kind of thing. And in a way, I think I should take some satisfaction in this. Because when I started my practice, I was nobody. I was broke. I worked in Denmark for a year. Earned a lot of money. Then he said, I may never travel abroad again. Because in those days, going abroad was very difficult. And quite a... So I came by land route, and by the time I landed back, I was totally broke. My father was against my starting on my own. He said, why don't you work with somebody so that people will know you and then you will work. He said, if I am going to do work on my own, I might as well start now.
Yeah.
Then tomorrow. But the point is, one thing led to other, one work led to another. And somehow I got opportunities. The first air-conditioned cinema I have done, Alankar. It's near station.
Yeah, we passed it on the way.
Very big one, 1142 seats. Very big span now. Opportunities, yes. I suppose this kind of progress or this kind of work in practice has had some impact.
I think there is a... That's the important understanding about the work that a practice does. And then you sort of told a story, I'll tell a story as well. It probably helps understand the context where we're coming from. So I think about 6-7 years ago, I was already working on the India book at the time.
You were working on?
There's this book that we've done on architecture in India. I don't know, you might have seen
I'll share it with you.
So I was already working on that project, and then at that time, because I live in Australia, I was working in Australia, and there was a lot of push to sort of see...
But you went to Australia for studies?
I went to do my PhD, yeah.
And then settled there?
Yeah, so now I work at the university there, and I'm...
doing in academics?
Yeah, so I run the research center, and we do research on Asia, yeah. And so at that time...
You're based in Sydney?
No, I'm based in Adelaide, which is in South Australia. That's University of Adelaide. So that's the University of Adelaide. And then this is my research center. It's called CAMIA, Center for Asian and Asian Architecture. So we do research on Asia. So there was a lot of push at the time that if you're, because I was writing about India, there was a push that if you're sitting in Australia, writing about India, it doesn't make that much sense, right? So we started looking at Asia's relationship with Australia, and one of the interesting things that happened is we started looking at architects in Asia who had studied in Australia as opposed to studied in America or UK, which used to be the norm. And we were looking at some architects in Malaysia at the time, and this very interesting thing happened, and we were looking at the work of these people, and we were like,
Have you by any chance met Ramesh Mohe?
Ramesh Mohe, no, Sanjay Mohe,
he's not right. Bangalore based.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Ramesh Mohe.
He's in Australia.
Oh, sorry, no.
And he lives near Sydney. I don't know whether he's alive. But we were in London.
Okay.
He is settled in Australia.
Oh.
He did tropical architecture in London?
I think so.
In the
AA? But he's senior.
Okay.
4 or 5 years senior. But we became good friends, and he, whenever he comes to Pune, he and his wife,
all right,
they visit us.
Oh well, I'll try and find out later. So the thing that started was we were looking at the works of these architects, and one of the things that we realized is that